Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm Tom Hill. Newcastle welcome Tottenham to St James's Park this weekend. It does hopefully be a case of some better team news for Steve Bruce. It's a huge clash for the two clubs. Tottenham looking to try and chase Europe. Newcastle trying to get away from the relegation zone. And at the moment, the injury situation looks like this for Newcastle. Callum Wilson has been missing with a hamstring problem since mid-February. Has set up his recovery in recent weeks. He's pictured working separately with the rest of his away from the rest of his teammates out on the training pitches last week. The next few days are set to be crucial in his fitness race. Alan Saint-Maximin is in a similar boat, having injured his groin in February. He too has been pictured away from the club. Sorry, the rest of the team in the transfer front, while Hayden has been ruled out for the rest of the season. That's Isaac Hayden. Martin Dubravkovic into international action for the first time since November 2019. Newcastle will hope he'll be fine for the weekend. Jermaine Lewis is another one that's got an issue. Fabian Schär should be out for the rest of the season as well. Into other news, and we'll start with the Under-18s Cup. Midfielder Joe White is hopeful Newcastle Under-18s can continue their FA Youth Cup run ahead of Saturday's fourth-round visit of Leeds. Neil Winskill's youngsters host their White's counterpart at Whitley Park, having beat Huddersfield Town. With a home time against Watford awaiting the winner, White, who has represented England at Under-18 level, admits the squad are eagerly anticipating the Cup clash as they try to book their spot in the fifth round for the first time since 2018. One of those players that has come through the youth ranks is Freddie Wood. His dad said his son's main goal is to be number one keeper at Newcastle. He spent last season and this term on loan at Swansea, being a vital part of Steve Cooper's project. He has been linked with moves elsewhere. Arsenal inquired about him last January. Rumours persist they might do so again. But Andy Woodman, who has left his role with the Gunners to take up the manager's job at Bromley, said he's proud of what his son's achieved, but still harbours hopes have been between the posts for the Magpies. That's all then for the latest Newcastle United headlines. We will have more news later.